Guys, welcome back to ETC Everything Christ. This is your host Peace, and we're back again with another episode. I'm excited. I'm gonna start this episode off by just telling you guys that I will be going on my second missions trip to the UK this summer in June 10th to the 24th. So I'll be there for 2 weeks, and I'm just really excited to have this opportunity again to go on a mission trip. I felt led by the Lord to go. I did pray about this because I wasn't sure if I should be going to a mission trip again, but I spoke to the Lord about it and he had confirmed that I'm supposed to go. So your girl's going on this mission trip and I'm super excited to see how the Lord moves. I'm excited to just be able to be part of what he's doing there. But yeah, on this trip, we'll be supporting our satellite campus. So my church, Calvary, we have a campus there as well. So we'll be there supporting them by, you know, building connections with the community. And then the second half of the trip will be providing support for the evangelical outreach with the Franklin Graham and the God Loves You tour. So that'll be exciting as well. I cannot wait to see just how the Lord moves through each and every one of us going on this mission trip. And I know we're all going there for a reason. I know we're all going to be used by the Lord. And I just can't wait to see what the Lord does. So, but yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know, if you feel led to support me financially through donations, I would greatly appreciate it. You also be sowing into what God is doing in the UK. And also, prayers are greatly appreciated as well as we all go on this missions. I would appreciate it if you guys could just pray over this trip and that we will just all go with, you know, open hearts, open mind for the Lord to move and work through us and just to be present, you know, in what we're doing. So I would really appreciate it. And also for safety, being there, flying there, all of the things. But yeah, thank you guys in advance for those of you that will be donating or just even praying over me and just everyone on this trip. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you want to find that link, I will be putting it below on the description section, or you can also find the link directly on my Instagram, either my personal one, peace.igbo, or the Everything Christ Instagram, etc.co. I'll put both links below, so be sure to check that out. Thank you so much. This episode, I'm going to be talking about something that the Lord is actually working on me. It's about not being hasty. It's about being still, being patient with the Lord, and not removing yourself from a place that he wants to use you, because the work is not done. It's just pretty much about hastiness, stillness, patience, and embracing where the Lord has you. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and I'm excited to share this with you guys. So, little backstory for you guys to understand the gist. So I started working at the job I'm currently at last July, so it's almost been a year. But so last year I got this job, I was excited, and I've worked this job for a few months now, and then I started to, you know, have people tell me, you know, oh, like, wouldn't you want to do something else, like keep looking for other jobs, you know, something that can pay more and better and all these things, right? Which is not bad. Like, of course, it's good. I encourage that, right? But there's something that I know the Holy Spirit was holding, like helping me to not quickly leave this job after a few months, you know? And part of me was like, okay, like, why is everyone trying to make me, you know, move on so quickly? Like, I just started this job. It's only been a few months. Let me, you know, get my foot in or whatever. But also the other part of me was like, well, I just started working. I just don't want to leave. Like, how's that going to look like?
And it's okay to leave a job. I know that, okay? But I know the Holy Spirit was helping me to stay there, you know, to help me not to make rash decisions, right? Just because of the external voices. Thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit, okay? Whew. He's truly a guide, a teacher. I am so grateful. Without him, I don't know where I would be. I don't know what I'd be doing. I'll be making decisions that I shouldn't be making. But so I had been praying about this, right? I'm like, Lord, do you want me to leave this job? Like, is it time? You know, is it, do you want me to go get something else? You know, and things like that. And of course, like the pay, like, bothered me a little bit. I was like, oh, I wish I could, I was getting paid more. Like, that would be nice. You know, that would be nice. But as I was praying about this, I started to see myself try to make plans to move on from this job, right? This was before I even heard the Lord. And I know He's already speaking to me. I just was clouded. Like, my mind was clouded with, you know, other voices and then my own thoughts and, you know, trying to figure out what to do, right? And I'm gonna read this verse real quick before I move on. Proverbs 19, verse 21, it says, many plans are in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And so, yeah, so my plan was to move on from this job because it started to make sense what people were telling me in my life, right? I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I would like to go move on to another job, you know, and things like that. Even as I was praying, I know, like, I fully couldn't hear the Lord well because, you know, like I said, those external voices and the thoughts I was going through, the plans I was trying to make, you know, and things like that. And then this is funny because I do quiet time, right? At my office sometimes. And I was doing it a lot more before, but I'm starting to get back into it again. Especially when I don't have time to do it at home, I do it at the office. So, and I'm honestly grateful for that opportunity to do that there because no one is in the office when I'm there early. So, such a blessing. Thank God for that space. And so I was doing quiet time one time, just reading my Bible. I was reading Psalms, Psalm 37, verse 8, and it says, do not fret, it leads only to evil. And I looked up the word fret, and this is what it says. Okay, so I searched it up again to read it. Fret. It says on Google, be constantly or visibly worried or anxious. The Lord showed me loud and clear, and He showed me that I was trying to make decisions while I was anxious, while I was worried, and He was like, that is not good, because it says right here, do not worry. And that's when He spoke to me there, that if you make decisions when you are anxious, when you're feeling rushed, you're feeling worried, and you need to make a choice or a decision right now, it's not good because it leads to evil. And evil in this sense meaning like you are like it's not gonna be good. It's gonna be destruction, you know, is not what the Lord has for you. It's not what He's planned for you. And this is something that He has actually spoken to me like years before, maybe like 3 years ago, right? And He showed me, well, yeah, 2 years ago, He showed me that when we try to, the difference, the way you would know that you are trying to make decisions off of your, by your strength, by your own, you know, plans and everything versus when God is actually telling you something is you need to look at how you're feeling during that time. You need to look at your heart. You need to look at the way you're feeling in that moment, you know? Like, are you anxious or are you at peace? Because if you're anxious and you're trying to do things quick, then that's probably not from the Lord, you know? versus you having peace about whatever decision that is, the peace of God, of course. And for me, in my situation, when I was at the office, He really used that verse in Psalm 37, verse 8, that day at my office to help me decipher when I'm about to make a decision off of my own strength, my own plans, my own thoughts and things like that, versus when it's actually him calling me to do something. So that day, I just knew, I was like, wow, Lord, thank you. And he showed me that I'm supposed to stay there just by that verse. Like, guys, it's so beautiful how the Lord speaks through his word. Like, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, he's gonna reveal things to you. He's gonna give you revelation through his word, through the word of God, to really help you understand where you are in your life or whatever decision you're trying to make, you know. And that is how it is, you know, with the Lord. If you're walking with him, if you are talking to him, if you're praying, if you're praising him, if you're reading his word, especially, you're going to know his voice more. You know, the more you read his word, that is, his word has, you know, the nature, his nature, his character, who he is, how he speaks. So the more you read his word, the more you're going to know his voice. That's just it. But yeah, so that day was really when I realized that I was actually, and it's so crazy how we can be so blinded by things, you know, until the Lord, you know, steps in, especially when we invite him in. And sometimes we don't have to invite him, or sometimes we might not pray about things, but he's always there to guide us, you know. He's already speaking to you about stuff. Like, for example, me living in sin in the, like, when I was in the world, right? When I was not paying God any mind, I was doing my own thing. The Lord was there with me, you know. He was there with me, and he prevented some things from happening. He was guiding me, like, things I probably didn't know were happening, you know. He was there. He was the one helping me through it, you know, to get to where I'm at right now. So I'm not saying you shouldn't pray, but I'm saying, like, the Lord is always there with us, you know. We just have to invite him in to really, you know, do life with him together, to partner with him, to hear him, and to follow his ways, right? So anyways, yeah, so that day was really the day I found out that I was trying to make that decision to leave my job based off of the things people were saying in my life, and which got to me before I even knew it. Like, it actually got to me. I realized that it was probably not me trying to leave that job. It was just the voices, you know. It made sense, you know, to leave the job and all of that stuff, but that's not what the Lord wanted for me. Not yet, at least, you know. So, yeah, that was just a beautiful moment I had with the Lord telling me that. And it was just loud and clear, guys. And I don't know about you, but for me, the Lord has had to confirm a few times to me now that I'm supposed to be at this job. And now it's now on me. Now it's no longer the voices. Now he's revealing things in me that I actually need to work on, right? Because he's shown me, like, I have this problem and struggle with trying to move on to the next thing, you know, move on to what's next, because it's exciting and it's new, you know. And it's something he's revealing to me and helping me to know how to embrace where I'm at, where he has me. So anyway, so all of that happened before, right? And your girl still didn't, I still went back to the Lord, I think maybe a few months later, because I was doing so good. And honestly, when he showed me that, I started to pray to him. I was like, Lord, help me to be content here then. Help me to be faithful where you have placed me, you know, because I know it's for a reason. And guys, this is one amazing thing about being surrounded by godly people, godly community. My friend, she helped me so much. The Lord used her also to confirm to me something he's already been speaking to me about. And that was being discontent. You know, like, I had a problem with being discontent. And she called that out in me, right? And she was like, yeah, I've noticed this, that. And I'm like, wow, okay then. It's like, that is great to know. No, but it's truly, I was really happy to hear her say that. I was more happy that the Lord was speaking to me more and confirming to me what the problem was, why I was trying to move on to the next thing when he hasn't called me out of this job. So for him to use my friend to confirm to me that this is something I need to take to the Lord and really work on, you know, being content, being present where he has me. And so, yeah, so that's something he started to show me. And I switched my prayers to, Lord, help me to be faithful. Help me to be content here. Help me to be present, you know. And I was going at that with him. And a few months later, I thought I was doing good. I thought I was, you know, fine. I was faithful. I was there, you know, doing what I have to do, allowing the Lord to use me there and things like that. And then this thought came back again, the feeling of wanting to leave the job. And this is not a bad job. Nothing bad is happening at my job. Let me just tell you that. I started to feel like, okay, but I want to try something different. You know, I think I want to try, you know, grow in my career and like grow in my whatever, you know, experiences and stuff like that. I want something new. And here I am again. And I found myself thinking about, you know, wanting to leave the job again. I was like, oh, wow. Like, why are we here again? You know, I know for a fact that the Lord has called me to this job for a reason. And I've seen the evidence, which I'm going to share with you guys, some of those. And looking back now, the thoughts I'm having about leaving this job, it can also be spiritual warfare. It can also be a spiritual attack, you know, from the enemy trying to make me be hasty, to remove me from a place that the Lord doesn't want me, that the Lord wants me to be in, you know, for the meantime. And so I found myself, you know, going through those motions again. So it was the ending of 2024 that those feelings started to come back again. And I'm like, Lord, I'm ready to go. Like, you know, do you want me to go? Do you want me to stay? You know, I thought I was, you know, I thought it was time now. So that's why I was asking him again. This time, right, the Lord used people, had me encounter a few people at my job that was a confirmation that I'm supposed to be where I'm supposed to be because he wants to use me there. And so one of those examples was this guy who works at my job. I was talking to him one time, and I think he's probably in his late like 50s, I believe, but we were talking one time, and he was just telling me, I don't know what we're talking about, but I just, you know, said hi to him, and we started talking about the day, and just, we got into conversation, and then I asked him if he wanted prayers for anything. And this is so interesting, because that same week was the week that I prayed to the Lord. I prayed to him to show me, you know, I think it was when I was praying about, like, you know, help me to be faithful. How do you want to use me here? Show me how you want to use me. Things like that. And I remember, like, and this is something I like doing before my day starts. I invite the Lord in when I'm at the office or on my way to work to, you know, use me in any way that he wants to. And I encourage this. You guys should do it. And the Lord will, he will. Okay. He listens to that because he wants to speak to his people. He wants to pour into his people through us. You know, he wants us to go out and share the gospel and share the love of Christ, however that may look like. But he will answer that prayer for sure. But so I like praying this prayer before I start my day, before my job. And this is a week that I was, you know, seeking God for an answer, like, you know, why am I here? I want to see what you're doing and things like that. And so, yeah, I encountered this guy. You know, I've always said hi to him. I just never, you know, talked to him. And so that was an opportunity that the Lord brought my way. And I was able to pray for him. And that was just so cool and beautiful too, because I could even see the Lord like moving in that, just that conversation, you know, because he said something so encouraging. Because I was like, okay, Lord, I hear you. Like, I see what you're doing here. I see why I'm here, you know. But he said something really encouraging that, really like it uplifted my spirit as well. Just the fact that I believe he saw the light of Christ and the love of God through what the Lord led me to do, you know, leading me to pray for him. Right. And so that was just so beautiful. That really showed me like, oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Like, this is something this is a place that I'm meant to be. You know, I'm here to bring the light of Christ. Ooh, I'm going to read that verse. Yeah, let me find it. Matthew. Okay, so it's in Matthew 5, verse 16. And it says, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So that really, you know, showed me, you know, how as believers, as disciples of Christ, as followers of Christ, this is what we're supposed to be doing anywhere we are, wherever we are, you know. And that was really just an encouragement for me, even like, okay, you know, that was more of the encouragement of why I'm supposed to be there. And then this all happened in the same week. Something else happened, right, where we were doing a raffle at my job, right? It was like this tabling event that we went to, and one of my coworkers actually drew the raffle, and he called someone, the person that won one of the prizes, right? He called, and it happened to be a girl about almost my age, I believe, in her 20s as well. Yeah, so she showed up, right, to pick up her prize, and it was just me in the office that day. So she shows up, and then we started talking, and just, you know, I guess just talking about jobs and getting to know each other a little bit. And I kind of like, it hit me then. I was like, okay, this conversation keeps going. Like, what are we doing here? And I knew, you know, this was an opportunity again to spread, you know, the gospel and like even my testimony or however the Lord wanted to use me, right? And I don't know how the conversation went. And honestly, to this day, I really just, I'm like, it has to be the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit, because I don't remember how everything started. I don't remember how we got into the conversation about Jesus and like my faith and her faith and things like that. So this is someone that is like finding her way, you know, back to faith and has like, I guess, drawn away from the faith. Or backed up, I don't know what the word to use right now, but not in her faith as much as she used to be, right? And that was also an opportunity for me to share. This time it was for me to share my testimony and just to give her like encouragement as well. And it was only the Holy Spirit, because he gave me the words to say. Can't remember word for word, and I'm not gonna say it, like, you know, I'm not gonna put anyone's business out there like that. And maybe one day she will be on this podcast. Okay. I'm believing for it. That would be crazy. But, then maybe she can share, you know, with you guys, and we can get into that conversation of where she was and where she is now. So I'm believing for that. Okay. But yeah, so we started talking, and I shared about, you know, just, about my faith and things like that. And she opened up as well. And when I was sharing something, she started crying. And I was like, oh, what is going on right now? I just knew that was the Holy Spirit as well. I just knew the Lord was moving and working. And she, like, we really got, like, open with each other. And I know that's how you know the Holy Spirit. Because this is a complete stranger, okay? I've never met you before. Like, this is our first time talking. And I just knew the Lord was moving, you know? And it was so beautiful. And yeah, she was really open about where she was at. She even said, you know, she was even surprised too, like, and she said this too, like, how come on a random Tuesday, like, how come, like, we're having this conversation right now? And like, you know, she was also like just mind blown too about what was happening, like the conversation we were having. And man, God never disappoints, okay? When he needs to speak, he will speak. When he needs to use us to encourage others and to, you know, just show them the light of Christ, he never disappoints. You know, he loves doing that, and he wants to use us. He's just waiting for that person to say yes. Those people that are willing, you know, to allow him to use us, you know. And that's what I pray that we do, and we are, like, open up our hearts and our spirit and our mind, open up our hands to him, you know, and say, use me however way you want to. I encourage that prayer. If you want to see the Lord move in your life, honestly, he will show up. So that was another encounter interaction that I had with someone at the same job. Yeah, these are things that the Lord has showed me, you know, and I just knew. I was like, okay, I'm supposed to be here. Like, there's no way. Or just all confirmations, you know, back to back. Like, this was all in 1 week. And yeah, I was just mind blown. I was like, wow, is this really happening right now? And I love when the Lord moves that way and just moves in, you know, mysterious ways. Because who would have thought? This is how I know, guys. This is how I know is the enemy. This is some spiritual attack, because the devil knows what is happening at that place. He knows. And he doesn't want it to happen. You guys got to know this. Like, the enemy is not your friend. He wants to remove you from the things that the Lord has called you to, because he knows the power that's at work in you. And if he gets you to start doubting, to be fearful, to, you know, be double-minded, whatever it may be, that is not of God, then you know there's something powerful there. You know there's something the Lord is about to reveal, or the Lord is about to show you, or you know that thing that you're about to step into is for you, because the enemy is trying so hard to fight you, to come against you, you know, and fight you to not step into those things or that room or whatever it may be. He wants you to not step into it. He is mad. He's big mad. Okay, so he's gonna do anything and everything. And it reminds me of this verse in 2 Timothy, I believe, 1:7. Yep. But it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." If anything is the opposite of that, it's not from the Lord, just so you know. He does not give us a spirit of fear, but he gives us a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. So you just gotta, you know, read the word to know the Lord's voice, to know his character, his nature, and his will for your life, you know, because the enemy can easily distract you. He can easily move you out of, you know, what the Lord is calling you to, just because we don't know who the Lord is. We don't know his nature, his character. We don't know the word of God. So that's why we need to be in the word, honestly. We just have to be mindful of the enemy's tactics. You know, if he can't move you, if he can't, like, make you to do something, he's gonna push you. He's gonna make you have this sense of, like, urgency or, like, hastiness, you know, to do something, because he wants you to step out of, you know, the timing, and he wants you to step out of what the Lord is calling you to and his timing, right? So if you start to doubt what the Lord has already told you, then you know that's the enemy, right? And that's why it's so important to, you know, keep a record of what the Lord is saying, you know, through, like, I don't know, voice journaling, or writing it down on a piece of paper, or your journal, I mean, just so you can look back and be like, this is what the Lord said. And if he's not calling me, if I don't feel like he's calling me to do this or step out of this yet, then I know that's the enemy, you know. And yeah, we just gotta look back on what the Lord has already told us, so that we can stand firm and not move too quickly or too slowly, right? But you would know when the Lord is calling you to leave a place, a thing, or a people, or a person, whatever it may be. You know, we have to remember not to lean on our own understanding. Just like Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." You know, we can't lean on our own feelings and our own understanding, our thoughts, our plans. So this is all to say, my encouragement to you guys is, wherever, whoever this is for, right? Wherever the Lord has you right now, he wants to use you there. He really does. So I just pray that we don't compare ourselves with where other people are and where we'd like to be, right? Because God wants to use you where you are right now. Every one of us has a different path and journey, but we only have one other, you know, and that is the Lord. That is our Father, our friend. He's everything. So we just got to trust that he's leading you to the best, you know, and for your best. And most importantly, for his glory. Just continue to take it a day at a time. You know, even if you're tired of being where you are, or you're ready to move on, or you think you're ready, you know, just continue to trust God. Just trust Him. First of all, take it to Him. Okay, take whatever you're feeling to Him. You know, whatever your thoughts are about wherever you are, take it to Him. Don't try to move ahead of Him or behind Him. You know, pray that you move in step with the Spirit. And that's my prayer for you guys too. And yeah, just don't be hasty. Don't be hasty to leave just because you think you're ready. It's only God that truly knows when you're ready. Because we may think, just like the verse said, like I mentioned, in the beginning, but many, many are the plans in the person's heart, but it's the Lord's that prevails, the Lord's will that prevails, right? So don't think you're ready, you know, if you haven't even sought the Lord about it, if you haven't heard Him tell you, yes, green light, it's time to go, you know, it's time to move on to the next. If you haven't heard that, don't try to, you know, move outside of what He's doing. Don't make that mistake of rushing, you know, because rushing and being, you know, hasty doesn't do anyone any good. Doesn't do us any good, okay? And you don't want to start from square one. So just keep the faith, keep the hope, and trust in God that He has the best for you, you know. And He will bring you to that next thing or that next place in His timing, in due time, you know. And He will make it clear. He will make it clear when you're really ready to move on to the next thing, you know. He will make it so clear for you. He knows how to talk to you. He knows how to get your attention, you know. So just wait for His prompting, which will come in peace and not anxiousness. And honestly, like, I know it's not easy. It's easier said than done. You know, I'm currently walking this out with the Lord in this season as He's working on me and He's just taking me through this process. Like, I just want you guys to know that it's worth it. It may be hard, maybe difficult, challenging, but it's all worth it. And also, it's in the process that He, you know, matures us and grows us, you know, teaching us His ways and just like shaping our character and everything like that. So if we love the Lord and we really want what He wants, then I just encourage us to allow Him to do what He's doing in these seasons of our lives and just trust that He has the best. He has you in mind. He loves you. He's doing this because He loves you. And remember that He's not against you. God is always for us.
But yeah, that's all I have for you guys. I pray that this blesses you. Whoever needed to hear this, I pray this blesses you and you take this encouragement and take it back to the Lord to seek His face, you know, and don't try to do things on your own, in your own terms or in your own strength. You know, always seek the Lord first in everything. Number one person to run to before running to, you know, other people. Take it to the Lord. So yeah, I hope this blessed you guys. And yeah, I can't wait for the next episode, and I will see you guys then. Bye.